Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
OklahomaMineralBuyers.com is interested in buying your minerals. OklahomaMineralBuyers.com.
We're reporting today from the Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show, Nashville, Tennessee, the opening general session of the Cattle Industry Convention, chaired by Bill Donald, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, who just moments before he headed to the stage heard about the reversal by the Department of Labor on their proposed child labor rules for agriculture. And Bill provided a news flash to the convention attendees.
Department of Labor announced this afternoon that they will reevaluate their original proposed rule. That is big news. Your voices were heard. Our voices were heard. We had so many voices on our CAPWIS site that it melted the system down, because this goes right to the very fiber of who we are in this country. It goes right to the fact that the people in corporations with HR departments are always looking for what? Farm and ranch kids to fill those positions, because they have a work ethic. They don't just sit on their butts and play video games. They get out and do their chores before they catch that school bus, and they do them again when they get home, and they have 4-H steers and 4-H lambs and 4-H pigs, and they learn how to take care of animals. So this went right to the very fiber of who we are, and thank all of you for making it happen. They listened, finally. Thank you.
President of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Bill Donald, at the opening general session of this year's Cattle Industry Convention here in Nashville. We did talk with Christina Butts of the NCBA's Washington, D.C. staff. She indicates that the Department of Labor looking probably at trying to reissue some sort of a proposed rule maybe next summer at this point, and there'll be more chance for feedback to the Department of Labor at that particular time. She indicates right now best case scenario would be for them to really fully recognize parental authority.
I think if they take the parental exemption back to putting it in the parent's responsibility to make sure they feel comfortable of the adult supervising their child, and when we say children, we're talking about 13 to 17 years old here, making sure that that adult is capable of supervising their child while they're helping at their feed store, their feed yard, cow-calf operation, sale barn, etc. And really bringing common sense back to how can we get youth involved in agriculture? How can we get them interested from a young age? How can we support that and encourage it so that way we have more people returning to the farm?
Cattle industry lobbyist Christina Butts. You've got farm news and Ron. It's the 51st annual production sale of the Messner Ranch, Saturday, February 4th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 120 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 spring-bred Angus and Hereford females. EPD information on the cattle. This is Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale. Going to be a dandy once again this year. For more information, contact Van Messner at 580-837-5532. Messner Ranch, 51st annual production sale, Saturday, February 4th at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. More agricultural news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a great day. From Nashville, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.